Hi everybody, this is Terry Laundry with the T3 Observations for the 6th of April, 2009. I assume that you've all noticed that the new T that we have is a bullish T because it's been able to get above the 55-day moving average. And as long as it stays there, there are ramifications which are very profound relative to my bearish forecast. And rather than dwell on the details, which are fabulously interesting if you're into T theory, I decided to just go to the China Fund chart, which is in PDF format, which we will discuss today, and then later we'll get into some of the technical details necessary to confirm that the implications of that chart, which are bullish until the end of the year, are valid. That forecast is what we're going to end up with, a new advanced decline T, and I don't want to get terribly involved in the details because you missed some of the conclusions, and so this discussion is intended to talk about the advanced decline, the potential for a new advanced decline T is coming, but we'll talk about it in reference to the chart for the China Fund. The China Fund is a very interesting example of a high growth environment. I happen to own the fund, but I'm not recommending it because I don't want to be caught up in the position of recommending things. But if you look at the chart, you'll see that it peaked in October, November of that time period of 07. Well, you remember that the advanced decline T, which was developed from the late 02, early 03 double bottom, projected a top in the middle of September, and it took a little time to develop, but basically the China Fund topped out about where it was projected to be, considering it was a little bit on the early side. It then nosedived down into the October of last October low. It set up a double bottom, rallied up into the end of the year, and then, unlike the market, has pulled back into March at a higher low. It has now broken above the early January high. That pattern is a bullish pattern, and if you want to be conservative about it, all you do is put the center post of a new T in the double bottom at the end of 08. It's 11 months of downside. You project 11 months on the upside, and you end up with a top projected for this particular example in late 2009. Now, this is a prototype of what's happening in the U.S. funds, in the U.S. General market, but it is a leading indicator, so the U.S. is just lagging. We have a very high unemployment, messy situation with the high unemployment. But the implication is really that the way Wall Street is likely to interpret the layoffs and the problems associated with the banks and so forth is that they get rid of a lot of excess people, and so they're going to make more money, and that's going to turn out to be bullish. The problem is, from an investment standpoint, that you can say that's true, and it is likely that the U.S. market is going to follow the China forecast, which I have illustrated here. But it turns out that there's a lot of problems, and the amplitude of the U.S. market is more likely to be problematic, and because China doesn't have the problems with the banking system, doesn't have the unemployment problem, they know how to make money, and if people give them problems, they just take them out and shoot them, so that they don't have to go through this long, drawn-out democratic process to get themselves into a general dynamic growth mode. China growth rate, which has been averaging for the last 20 years, 10% per annum, is now dipped down to 7, but that's not a problem. That's not the kind of a problem that we have in the U.S. So I would just say that eventually, when we do the advanced decline T's, we're going to find out that someplace in this bottom pattern, we're going to have to put in an advanced decline T. And it's going to come out with a forecast that's something like this. And the first inclination that you had that sort of a format is that when the when the S&P broke, was able to break above the 55-day moving average, you were in a bullish T, which is going to carry to the first week of May. But as I will go into more detail, you're going to get, by the time that's completed, you're going to have a new cash buildup phase from the initial peak in the short-term volume oscillator, which is going to set you up for another T. And at that point, all the people that are on the sidelines will come in and they'll be bullish, and so you'll kick yourself off into an uptrend. How you relate that to the bearish forecast that I have is an interesting problem. However, I've already done the work on that one, and I'll give you a long, drawn-out story about how that goes along. But for the near term, I just want to say is there's something going on that's bullish, and it's a waste of time to deal with the United States, in my opinion, because we're sort of like the laggard country. And if you're dealing with things in the United States, of course, you have to just assume that you're going to have a jerky uptrend. But I think that basically that T is representative of what's going to happen. You're just going to pull a thing around and kicking and screaming. The big test for that is that after we complete an early May top based on the current T, you're going to get a pullback, and then you're going to get a big new T coming in the oscillator, and that's the one I think that people are going to jump onto. So you have a series of bullish events that are coming, but when they're all said and done, this T will tell you where you're going to go. That's all you really need for the future. Okay, that's it for today. We'll just work on this stuff over the next few weeks, and we'll do another update Monday. But basically, that's what I think the big picture is going to turn out to be. Thank you.